Agricultural information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Lincoln Land Agri Energy in Palestine, Illinois, producing a renewable fuel with corn bought directly from the farmer. More information at 800-586-2321 or online at lincolnlandagrienergy.com.
This is Morning Edition on AM 580. We're also available online at will.uiuc.edu, where you can listen to programs like Commodity Week each week and our opening Commodity Market Report, which is coming up next with Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Friday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, May wheat opened at 444 and a half, up 3/4 on the open. At the Chicago Board of Trade, March opened at 373 and a half, up 2 3/4. May wheat, 381 unchanged. July, 394, up 3/4. September, 402, down 1. December, 413 and a half, down 2. March, 424, down a half on the open. March corn opened at 221 and a half, down 1 3/4 on the open. May, 230, down 2. July, 240 and a quarter, down 2. September, 249 and a quarter, down 1 1/4. December, 259, down 1 3/4. March, 266 and a half, up 1 1/2 on the open. May oats opened at 185 and a quarter, up 1/4 on the open. March soybeans opened at 570, down 6 1/2 on the open. May, 581, down 6 3/4. July, 592, down 7 3/4. August, 597, down 7 1/2. September, 601, down 4. November, 607, down 7 1/4. January, 613 and a half, down 7 on the open. March soybean meal opened at 171.40, down 110 on the open. May, 172.50, down 140. March soybean oil opened at 23.50, down 25 on the open. May, 23.85, down 22. Over at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, March feeder cattle opened at 103.35, down 20 on the open. April, 104.42 and a half, down 20. May, 105.65, down 12 and a half on the open. April live cattle opened at 84.15, up 17 and a half on the open. June, 79.20, down 20. April lean hogs opened at 58.70, up 5 on the open. May, 66.40, down 15. June, 67.82 and a half, down 2 and a half. July, 66.90, down 7 1/2 on the open. And then March pork bellies opened at 85.75, unchanged on the open.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris in McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us in just a minute will be Chuck Shelby of Risk Management Commodities. He is also part of a panel on March 13th at 7 p.m. at the Champaign County Farm Bureau Auditorium. He'll be at one of our free AM 580 Agricultural Outlook meetings. Also on the panel is Wayne Nelson, Clayton Pope, and Pete Manhart. Clayton of Clayton Pope Commodities, Wayne of L&M Commodities, and Pete of Bates Commodities. That's on March 13th, next Monday evening at 7 o'clock at the Champaign County Farm Bureau Auditorium. And on the phone is Chuck Shelby. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, as we're looking at the current tick, we see all that red ink that we had on the opening bell, for the most part, now gone, except over in Kansas City in the wheat pit. I guess that goes in figures, because when you really think about this report we have this morning, there really wasn't a lot of new information in it.
No, the early calls were kind of negative as we started, and then just before we came on the air, we saw this market pop up, and I actually called Chicago to see what was going on. Same old story. The funds decided what today was the day to come in and buy the market, Dave.
So they are in the process of doing that right now, and we might as well go ahead and touch on the report at least a little bit. From your standpoint, were there any features worth really discussing?
Well, I think the bean number going up as far as the carryover, it looks like the USDA is starting to recognize bird flu is certainly a problem with the meal demand. And it was a little surprising to see the corn number, world corn numbers go up a little bit, even though our U.S. stocks went down a little bit.
And the world corn number now 130.15 million metric tons, while the beans are now 54.42. If you want to see all those numbers, they're now on our website at WILLAG.org. And now would be a great time also to subscribe to our agricultural e-letter. Our people who have subscribed already have these numbers in their mailbox. You can, too. Just go to WILLAG.org, page on down to the place where you can subscribe to the letter. Well, I suppose what's more important is how these markets will finish today. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think, Dave, as we look at this, we're seeing the same old things we've seen. The wheat's a leader, corn gets support, and the beans are simply held up. Early in the day, the beans were down a pretty good hit there, 6.56. And certainly, I think eventually those fundamentals in the beans are come around to play, and wheat's leading the show.
In fact, those beans gapped under last week's low this morning. But doggone it, it can't kill these beans, it seems like. Every time they go down there and test those lows, they can't seem to find more sellers.
I think one thing we might look at is China's still been doing some business with us, and I think that's a currency issue with the South American and Brazilian real so high. Normally, they'd be switching all their business down there, but their beans are still non-competitive with ours, so to speak, so we still sell some beans here.
Are you of a mindset, though, that sooner or later we are going to break that 585, 583 support level in the May and maybe even try to see how low we can go to, I don't know, 559 and a half from last November?
I think so. If you look at the charts, we're kind of working ourselves into a triangle wedge to a very fine point. And, again, we seem to be making a little lower lows, and I think it's going to be difficult to support this market. The only thing that saved us today, and it seems to be happening every week, is the funds save us. But how long can we expect that to go on, Dave?
Well, I don't know. It just seems like every day you pick up the newspaper and read of yet another new index fund coming into the marketplace. And last year, they bought pretty much in January, February, and March. And I know the ones that have already been established, Chuck, have been in the market buying, but we keep getting new ones.
One thing I would point out, if we've talked about cattle, the February cattle chart, there was a record long amount of funds in there, Dave, and when they left the ship there, so to speak, and abandoned it, we've seen a pretty big downdraft over in the cattle. So I think producers just need to keep that in the back of their mind. We can get complacent here, and it's great to see these markets respond positively. But, someday they will, not be here, and that's what we got to be on alert for.
Seems like there's full carry in the corn market, which makes me wonder if we're going to have to gap and fix that gap left over from 3 to 6 March before December corn might try that 269, 270 level. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think that would make sense, Dave. The corn, I think a corn market is exactly opposite of beans. It's looking down the road that we got a huge demand base building. Ending stocks are going to go down over time. It's just a matter of using this crop up. So I think filling that gap makes sense, and I think, again, there's still some life left in the corn market.
So what are you recommending to producers to do today?
Today, take advantage of the rally. We're in a zone again to make some corn sales if you haven't got it done. The beans, certainly, we've been talking to guys every day. If you can make those $6 cash sales, do that. Or look at some of those 540 or 560 November bean puts to establish a floor underneath you.
Saw some numbers out of Informa also this morning, the early estimates on U.S. corn acres and soybean acres. They're saying corn at 80.09 compared to 81.8 last year. The soybeans 75.2 to 72.1 last year. The all wheat 58.28 million acres. What do you make of those numbers?
I think you're starting to see a little bit of shift, and I think that makes sense with the rally in the corn market and the new crop November beans not really going up, just kind of holding ground. I think there are some guys that maybe a little bit of that acreage is coming back to the corn market. I think that Informa is probably on track there. But again, not a real significant change yet. And I think we're just going to have to wait for that USDA number to see exactly what producers are going to do.
Chuck, talk to you again this afternoon.
Thank you, Dave.
Chuck Shelby of Risk Management Commodities. He is in Lafayette, Indiana.
Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM, helping to create a storehouse of possibilities and products from a single seed. ADM, resourceful by nature.
Let's look at the current tick. March wheat in Kansas City, 438 and three quarters, down a quarter. March wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade, 379, now up 8 1/4. May, 387 and a half, up 6 1/2. March corn, 224 and three quarters, up 1 1/2. May, 233 and three quarters, up 1 3/4. Now, 234, up 2. July, 244 and a quarter, up 2. December, 262, up 1 1/4. March soybeans, 576, down a half. May, 587, down 3/4. July, 599, down 3/4. November, 613 and a half, down 3/4. March soybean meal, 173, up 50. March soybean oil, 23.58, down 17. At the Merck March feeders, 103.10, down 45. April live cattle, 84.25, down up 27 and a half. And April lean hogs at 58.95, up 30. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.